A majority of states and more than 1,600 local and tribal governments are suing drug makers and distributors. They're trying to recoup billions of dollars spent on addressing the fallout tied to opioid addiction. Oklahoma filed this lawsuit in 2017 against drug giants Purdue Pharma, Johnson & Johnson, and generic drug maker Teva Pharmaceuticals. In March, Purdue Pharma, without accepting blame, settled with the state for $270 million. Soon after, State Attorney General Mike Hunter dropped all but one of the civil claims, including fraud, against the remaining defendants.
We have looked at literally millions of documents. We've taken hundreds of depositions.
And with just 2 days to go before a very public televised trial, Teva Pharmaceuticals announced an $85 million settlement with the state. Teva said it has not contributed to the abuse of opioids in Oklahoma in any way. That leaves Johnson & Johnson as the only opioid manufacturer headed to trial in Oklahoma. And the entire case rests on a claim of public nuisance.
It's sexy. You know, public nuisance makes it sound like the defendants are really bad.
Richard Osnes is a law professor at the University of Kentucky. He says the Oklahoma Attorney General's decision to not join with a larger consolidated case could mean a quicker resolution for the state or no money at all.
And particularly when we're talking about AGs who are politicians who want to be able to tell the people, gee, this is what I've done for you. They're not interested in waiting 2 or 3 years. They want it now. So, of course, the risk of that is you may lose.
If Oklahoma loses, the state may foot a decades-long and multi-million dollar bill for addiction treatment. And a defeat could signal to others that pursuing opioid manufacturers in court comes with a financial risk.